Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
David the Toffee's on the line. David, good morning to you. Thanks very much for coming on.
No worries, Alan. No, come on, lad.
Are you a disgruntled Toffee this morning? Are you disappointed with the overall business? You know, let's take the final day out of the equation and say Everton have got Williams, Bolasie, Gay, Stekelenburg.
Yeah, no, I'd say they all were. Up to now, maybe with Bolasie, the jury's out the first three. Absolutely, no, I'm good with it. And also, no, I'm not that disappointed that we didn't pay £30 million
Yeah.
To be honest with you. I'm kind of relieved that we never, that smacks to me like nouveau riche. People who aren't used to having money, just having money and going buying someone for the sake of buying someone. He's not that good. In my experience of watching him, I know some Geordies. I've got family with Geordies who watch him. They wouldn't give you 30 pence for them, never mind 30 million quid.
Well, not before the Euros. He excelled a little in the Euros, but he hadn't done too much, had he, throughout the season?
No, but it's not that. You want him in the trenches, kid. It's great shining for... How many players... Scalacci ripped the World Cup up in 1990. He never did a thing after that. You shine in the tournament. It's in the trenches you want.
El Hadji Diouf did it, didn't he, for Senegal?
Mamakachi was another one got signed off the back of the World Cup. It's knee-jerk. We definitely do need a midfielder, by the way. And a striker and a goalkeeper. But you don't just buy someone who's there in front of you because you've got money in your pocket. I thought that was a bad deal. £20 million was overpriced for him.
Yeah.
But £30 million pound was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Well, haven't you got enough midfielders?
Yeah, no, but if you look at the new format, the blueprint, what he's trying to get, Gay is he's little, he's a fantastic footballer, but he needs muscle by him. I think that's the concept, what he's going for. He wanted to add muscle, so the power to give him some leeway.
A strong and powerful driving midfielder.
Well, yeah, because then what you do then, you see, is you give him leeway to go where he wants. Because if you've got someone to drive the team for, I think that's what he's going for, to be honest. McCarthy's problem is he gets two-thirds of the way up the pitch and stops and goes sideways. He's looking for someone to go the extra third, in my opinion.
What about Darren Gibson? Will he ever make the grade at Everton?
No, I wouldn't say so.
So, Koeman doesn't fancy him?
He's just not mobile enough. I've just said to you that he wants someone to drive. Gay will do the other parties everywhere. I don't know if you've seen him yet. I'm sure you have.
Yeah, every game, yeah.
Impressive. Impressive in that he does a bit of everything for you. But his physical stats yet will limit him in this league for that bit, the power thing going through, in my opinion, as I've just said to you.
Yeah, you're right. So in that regard, Everton have got a lot of midfielders, but somewhat overloaded with very similar type players.
Kinda,
so yeah. Enner Valencia's come in on loan. That was a surprising deal, wasn't it, David?
It surprised me. Definitely surprised me. But yeah, you've got to go with it. He's a new manager, so you've basically got to go with what he believes. But yes, if you're asking me, did it surprise me? Well, yeah, it did definitely surprise me. Yeah.
I think West Ham fans were glad to get rid of him, I think. But
he was surprised as we were, I think, to be honest.
So, Enner Valencia as well, with a view to a permanent deal, I understand. So, if he is successful, and the fee they're banding around is around about 14 million.
Do you know what? It's not really relevant, the fee anymore.
No. No.
It's in that everything's overpriced. Everybody is overpriced now, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? So 14 million is kind of 7 million from 3 years ago, sort of thing. So let's just see. We've had a few players on loan. I seen Atsu went to Newcastle yesterday. We had him 18 months ago for the same thing with a view to signing on loan. He never got 5 games in Everton's team. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's just see where we are. Well, I'm more glad that our defence looks more solid. The keeper catches the ball.
Yes, true.
Do you know the centre-half's headed away, the midfield tackle. So let's go from there. I never expected us.
You sound like back to basics there.
Well, it is back to basics. It's a new manager. It's a new whole new concept. Everyone's getting used to everything. So it actually is a brand new concept.
Yeah, but it's not new, is it? Catching the ball as a goalkeeper, defending and clearing it, and tackling in midfield and scoring goals up front. Football's simple, Dave, isn't it?
Me and you might think that. Do you know, like that? But they couldn't possibly comment, I would imagine, kind of thing. honest, this is, we find ourselves in the top four at the moment after three games.
Shouldn't look at tables yet.
No, but what I'm saying is, you've got to, that's all we've got to judge on.
Mm.
That's all we've got to judge on.
So the jury's out still.
Yeah, exactly. So what you've got to do is try and get the best you can. It's going to be the next, he's going to be judged on the next four transfer windows, not the first transfer window. Honestly, it's gonna get more complicated the further we go, because he's gonna see more problems, more solutions elsewhere, etc. So that's when you need the money. Not just need your thing on the last day of the season because someone else wants 30 million quid for a fella who isn't worth 15 million.
And Everton didn't really offload anybody yesterday. The likes of Aruna Kone and Umar Niasse are still there.
I don't think Kone was gone, but I think Niasse was gone. But I do think yesterday, James McCarthy, all of that,
there
would have been ins. I think if the ins had started coming, you'd have seen the outs, if you see what I mean. But because of the way it is, he's just got to hold what he's got for the time being.
All right, David, thanks very much for your thoughts.
No worries, Alan.
Thanks for coming on this morning.
That's David
the Toffee, as opinionated as ever, and quite rightly so.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.